6:24. It's Bill and Pete. It's Wake Up Kenosha. She joins us twice a month here on the program. State Representative Samantha Kirkman on the radio. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Pretty good, actually. Hunkered down in Command Central. It's a little chilly this morning, but I'm going full-on sweater this morning. So
yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I went walking, was it Sunday afternoon? I actually put my snow pants on.
Wow.
About 3/4 of a mile to get to the trail where the wind was not as bad, but it did. It was a little brisk. It was a little brisk. I still got my 6 miles in that day. I don't know, Pete. Are you in that workout mode?
Yeah,
I know you are.
He is.
Yeah, I am, but it's a little brutal.
And not 6 miles worth, I don't
think. Do the outdoor thing. So.
Well, I admire your dedication to fitness, man. 6 miles.
Well, you know, I like to eat good tasting things that are not maybe always the best for me. So, you know, you try to counter, you know, if you have that extra, you know, piece of toast in the morning or something that, you know, you got to go, you know, pay it, you know, work it off on the trail. And, you know, we have some beautiful trails here in Kenosha County. So
I'll tell you what, if it's me, I may have to walk to California to burn that kind of stuff off. Oh, Sam Kirkman, since the last time we've talked to you, we had an election in the state of Wisconsin, and the state has now officially canvassed those votes. I thought the Wisconsin election process went pretty well. I wanted to get your assessment of how we handled the election, a very contentious election in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of challenging. You know, we still have some questions out there. I'm still getting contacts from people in my district who are very concerned about some of the irregularities. We did have some, even here in Kenosha, you know, why did the ballots go out or come in around 3 o'clock in the morning? And it's hard because folks want to know the results instantly. And it does take time, and in doing a little bit of research, and again, I haven't been able to verify this with the clerk's office. This is just people that I know that work, that are poll workers down there, that said a machine went down, and which could hold up the process at Central Count if a machine's not working properly. But I think that the constituents want to know that, and that's the hardest part. They're like, well, why did the rest of the state have their vote tallied by 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and Kenosha, Milwaukee, and some of the other larger municipalities take so long? And so that really brings, you know, a shadow of question, what was going on so late into the evening. And it could be, you know, something like what I believe happened here in Kenosha. Milwaukee just has so many more absentee ballots. People really utilize that. People don't understand the difference between, so I voted in person early, but if you go check my vote with my name, it says that I requested an absentee ballot on October 26th, and I completed it on October 26th. Well, they're like, well, why doesn't it say you voted in person early? So I think there are just a lot of questions, and trying to let folks know that means I went to the village, my village hall or my municipality, requested my ballot, and actually turned it in that day. So I did vote in person early, but it's called absentee voting. So
right.
it's those kinds of questions where I have spent, and my staff have spent, you know, the last 2 weeks trying to help people with the answers that they have. And they just want a transparent, you know, making sure the numbers are the correct numbers. And that I can't fault them for that. I'm on the ballot as well. And, I keep telling people my first election back in 2000, it was between President Bush and Al Gore. I went to bed that night thinking that Al Gore had won that election. I woke up, it's, you know, 3 hours later, because I think I went to sleep around 3 o'clock in the morning that night. George Bush had over
and
in Florida.
And then it ended up, being a long process. So
it was. So I think we're kind of in that same mindset right now. And I think the Assembly Elections Committee is going to look over, you know, do an investigation. They've gotten some 3,000 contacts from people who feel that there have been irregularities. I know they're going to do that hearing jointly with the Senate. I don't have the date on that. So hopefully we can, you know, iron out some of these questions that people have and figure out, you know, and show that they're transparent and everything was done right. The numbers add up correctly.
All right. She is State Representative Samantha Kirkman. She joins us twice monthly here on Wake Up Kenosha. Hey, Sam, if folks have questions, they want to ask you something or need some help with something, how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. We're in the office at 608-266-2530.
Or you might bump into her on the trail, walking that 6 miles. Wave and say, hey.
You know, I want to give a shout out. I have a gentleman from Paddock Lake. His name is Tom, and I met him during the early stages of the pandemic and got to know him. It took me a few months to learn his name because he knew my name. But that gentleman in his early 70s is out there every day, sometimes twice a day,
sure,
depending on the weather
conditions.
Trying
to make me feel really bad now. So shout out to Tom in Paddock Lake.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Sam Kirkman, thank you. We'll talk to you a couple weeks here. Happy Thanksgiving, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.